Welcome to The Deep Dive, your shortcut to being genuinely well-informed.
Hello.
Today, we're diving into, well, a really fascinating corner of luxury watchmaking. It's a place where amazing engineering meets a surprisingly playful design sometimes. We are talking about Richard Mille, a brand that just seems to constantly defy convention, always pushing the limits of what a watch can actually be.
Exactly. Richard Mille is... You know, it's more than just a name in high horology. It's really a statement.
Right.
They've always focused less on, let's say, simply telling time and much more on redefining performance, pioneering new materials, and delivering these designs that are, well, nothing short of audacious.
Audacious is a good word for it.
Yeah. So our deep dive today, we're going to pull out the most compelling insights from our sources, really revealing what makes these watches so unique and why they've carved out such a distinctive space.
That's the plan. Our mission is clear. Unpack the most fascinating bits of Richard Mille's top collections. We'll uncover some surprising facts and really try to understand how they blend art, cutting-edge architecture, and incredible technology.
It's quite a mix.
It is. And by the end of this, you'll have a clear, hopefully engaging understanding of this, well, intriguing and sometimes maybe misunderstood world of watches.
Definitely.
Okay, let's jump right in. And we're starting with maybe their most unexpected collection, the Richard Mille Bonbon.
Ah, yes, the Bonbon.
When you think Richard Mille, you usually picture those high-tech, super durable machines, right?
Yeah.
Worn by athletes, adventurers, that kind of thing. So how did they end up doing something inspired by childhood dreams of sweets and fruits?
Well, it's actually a brilliant move when you think about it.
Okay.
The Bonbon collection, they introduced it at the SIHH back in 2019, and it was a very deliberate disruption. Richard Mille took established models, you know, the RM3701, the RM0703, and just infused them with these incredibly vibrant colors, unique textures, and just a huge sense of fun.
Right. So it proved they could do more than just like symbols of wealth. They could actually surprise people.
Exactly. Surprise and delight. And the designer, Cécile Gonnot, she even developed a whole palette of around 60 unique shades just for these pieces.
60 shades. That's incredible. So they're not just painting a watch face. They're really reimagining the whole thing as a treat. What's a good example of how they get that delicious effect?
Okay, well, take the Blueberry or the Leitch models. They're from the RM0703 series. That sugar coating effect you see, it isn't just visual. It's actually achieved by meticulously incorporating powdered enamel and extremely fine sand into the finishing materials.
Wow. So it's about texture too.
Exactly. Evoking taste and texture, not just sight. It's trying to be multisensory.
A multisensory experience on your wrist. And I love how these, you know, seemingly delicate little sweet sculptures are sitting on top of incredibly strong grade 5 titanium components underneath.
Yes.
It's that contrast, isn't it? The whimsical and incredibly robust. That kind of perfectly sums up the Richard Mille philosophy.
Absolutely. It's a holistic approach to luxury. It really challenges that idea that horology always has to be super serious or, you know, understated.
Right.
By embracing this kind of irreverent luxury, Richard Mille pushes boundaries not just mechanically, but in how we actually perceive and experience luxury design itself.
Okay, so moving from those playful sweets, let's look at the origin of Richard Mille's whole commitment to durability and innovation. The Tourbillon collection.
The foundation, really.
Yeah, the RM001 Tourbillon was the brand's first ever wristwatch. Now, for those less familiar, a tourbillon mechanism, it compensates for gravity's effect on the watch's delicate parts, and you often see it as this little spinning cage on the dial. But Richard Mille didn't just stick a tourbillon in a watch, did they?
No, they completely revolutionized it. Historically, tourbillons were these fragile, really delicate mechanisms. They were mostly for pocket watches that stayed pretty still.
Right, kept safe.
Richard Mille just transformed them, made them ergonomic for the wrist, lightweight, and incredibly durable. You know that legendary anecdote about Richard Mille literally flinging his tourbillon watch across a room during an interview?
I've heard that.
And it was retrieved unharmed. That's not just a story. It's like a testament to that core engineering philosophy, built to last, built to perform.
That's amazing. It totally flips the script on what a tourbillon watch could be, you know? And the origin of that really distinctive barrel shape, the tonneau case, that's also fascinating. I read that Richard Mille himself actually carved the first one out of a block of hotel soap because he couldn't sleep one night.
That's the story. And that simple act, that shape, it became the foundation for the company's whole iconic design language.
Which then led to some of their absolute highest performance pieces.
Exactly. And what's crucial here is how they apply that sort of unbreakable tourbillon concept to real world, really extreme demands.
Yes.
Like, for example, the RM5301 manual winding tourbillon. It was designed with the polo player Pablo McDonough.
Right.
That watch is all about strength, durability. Absolutely essential for a sportsman in such a high-impact game like polo.
Definitely.
Or the RM5004 Kimi Raikkonen model. It reflects the F1 driver's team colors, and that watch needs to withstand incredible G-forces.
Mm.
And the RM5003 McLaren F1 Tourbillon, that one's just, wow.
That's a phenomenal example of pushing material science to the absolute limit.
Isn't it?
It's just 38 grams. It's one of the lightest mechanical chronographs ever made.
Yeah.
And they achieved that by incorporating brand new materials like Graph TPT, which is this fusion of carbon and graphene.
Graphene.
Yeah. This isn't just about making a watch light for the sake of it. It's about making a high-performance instrument that minimizes any burden on an elite athlete. It's like a true extension of their gear. And then there's the RM039 Chronograph Aviation. Described as the Everest of watchmaking.
Over 1,000 parts.
Over 1,000 individual parts.
Mm-hmm.
Using aviation-specific materials, visual codes. It's meant to be a serious navigational aid for experienced pilots.
Mm-hmm.
So this really highlights Richard Mell's commitment, doesn't it? They're not just making luxury goods. They're crafting these highly specialized tools that push the boundaries of extreme durability and high performance. Really tailored for incredibly demanding professions.
And that focus leads us perfectly into how Richard Mill synthesizes, well, culture, architecture, and cutting-edge technology, especially in their automatic winding collection.
Right.
Automatic winding itself is a key feature, of course. Yeah. It allows the movement to be powered just by the wearer's motion. Simple concept, but they take it further.
And their Talisman, that was the brand's first automatic winding watch that also had a tourbillon movement.
Yeah.
That really set the stage, didn't it? Bridging that gap between high horology and fine jewelry.
It did. But what's particularly striking, I think, is just the sheer diversity within this automatic collection.
Yeah, it's huge.
Indeed. Consider something like the RM033 automatic winding extra flat. It's a return to a classic round shape.
Looks simpler.
It might look simple, but the genius is in its perfect synthesis of the case and the mechanics. Creating this ultra-thin profile, it's actually surprisingly robust. It looks delicate, but it can withstand a lot.
That's fantastic. Shows that balance between elegance and resilience. And then you have the complete opposite, like the RM0702 automatic winding sapphire.
The sapphire.
A deep dive into color and transparency. Often set with hundreds of diamonds. It's visually stunning, obviously. But the engineering just to create a case entirely from sapphire crystal.
Yeah.
That's immense.
Absolutely immense. Or on the other end of that spectrum, you have the RM6702 automatic winding extra flat. Designed specifically for athleticism. Weighing only 32 grams, it's one of RM's lightest sports watches ever. It combines a lightweight elastic strap with grade 5 titanium and quartz TPT. It's all about peak performance and comfort for the wearer during intense activity.
Makes sense. And for those who travel a lot, the RM6302 automatic winding world timer. It makes keeping track of multiple time zones incredibly easy, apparently, with its universal 24-hour display.
Very user-friendly.
But for me, the RM6301 automatic winding dizzy hands, that's just pure genius.
It's definitely quirky.
You push a button, and a sapphire dial starts to spin slowly counterclockwise. While the hour hand keeps going clockwise, but at different speeds. It's whimsical, yet technically so complex.
It absolutely showcases their playful side, but also their complete mastery over these intricate mechanics. And then you have really clever technical innovations like the RM03 automatic winding with its declutchable rotor.
Right. Explain that a bit.
Okay, so this is a smart system actually based on automotive mechanics, believe it or not. It prevents the mainspring from being overwound when the watch is fully powered. So it disconnects.
Exactly. It ensures the movement maintains the perfect degree of sprung tension. This protects those intricate mechanics and guarantees longevity, which is obviously crucial for such an expensive timepiece. It's like a natural continuation of their mission to make watches more durable and precise in practical ways.
That's a fantastic example. It's subtle, but really significant for the watch's long-term performance. And of course, we can't talk about automatic winding for sportsmen without mentioning the RM3502 Rafael Nadal.
The Nadal watch, yeah. Super popular.
Hugely popular. An automatic winding piece, that subtle carbon gray with those bold red accents. It really brings up the question, though, how does Richard Mille consistently integrate these incredibly complex internal movements with such diverse external looks, from ultra flat to diamond set to super robust, all while keeping that absolute functional excellence?
Well, I think it's a testament to their integrated design philosophy. Form and function are just inseparable for them, and innovation is applied right across the entire spectrum of the watch, inside and out. Okay, next up, let's move to the Richard Mille RM Chronograph Collection. These offer, you know, elite, high-end watches designed specifically for precision timing and highly demanding activities. These are really specialized instruments.
Indeed. And what's fascinating here, I think, is how Richard Mille designs these watches really as robust tools for extreme environments. They go way beyond just simple timekeeping.
Right. Take the RM6001 Automatic Winding Flyback Chronograph Regatta, literally called a watch for the seven seas.
Sailing.
Yeah. It's designed to actually help you navigate oceans. It features this unique rotating bezel with three-dimensional qualities and cardinal points that allow sailors to find their direction.
It's not just a chronograph. It's a genuine navigational aid. Similarly, you've got the RM032 Automatic Winding Flyback Chronograph Diver's Watch.
For deep sea diving.
Developed specifically for that. Designed for near-perfect accuracy at 300 meters underwater, with these oversized numbers and dates for visibility in dim conditions. Every single feature is purpose-built for that specific environment.
And then there's the RM3901 Automatic Winding Flyback Chronograph Aviation. This one really feels like the culmination of Richard Mille's passion for flying.
It's incredibly complex.
Designed to meet basically every requirement of an aircraft pilot. It's one of their most complex and comprehensive watches, period. This whole range just clearly demonstrates Richard Mille's commitment to creating these specialized, robust tools that really empower the wearer in the most challenging situations imaginable.
Absolutely. Function first, but with incredible style.
Now let's turn to the Richard Mille Manual Winding Timepiece Collection. Manual winding watches, they're often considered the most classic of all watch types, right?
The traditionalist choice, maybe?
Yeah. And a true hallmark of a prestigious watchmaker.
Yeah.
It really showcases immense skill and talent. And with Richard Mille, naturally, they always come with some incredible ingenuity baked in.
What's remarkable, I think, is how even within this very traditional segment, they managed to infuse highly specific functionality and really personal stories.
Absolutely. The RM7001 Manual Winding Tourbillon Alain Prost is a perfect example.
The cyclist watch.
Exactly. Designed with a four-time F1 champion who is also a massive cycling enthusiast, it actually allows cyclists to track how many kilometers they've traveled across different bicycles they own.
Which is such a niche but invaluable tool for serious cyclists.
Totally. It's a highly personalized function tailored to a very specific passion. Another one is the RM055 Manual Winding Bubba Watson, crafted for the PGA star.
Golf, yeah. Different forces involved there.
Right. Golf demands precision, but also amplitude in the swing. This watch is highly technical, yet still incredibly sporty and light. Uses grade 5 titanium and that skeletonization to withstand the forces of a powerful golf swing.
Built for purpose again.
And for the global traveler, there's the RM58801 Manual Winding Tourbillon World Timer Jean Todt, touted as the ultimate traveler's watch.
Mm-hmm.
It constantly displays the time in most major cities around the world, with a design really focused on ease and simplicity of use. But beyond pure function, Richard Mille also brings, well, real artistry and symbolism into their manual winding pieces.
Oh, definitely. A great example is the RM5102 Manual Winding Tourbillon Diamond Twister.
Sounds amazing.
It is. Inspired by the golden number, or the golden ratio, it's described as a symphony of spirals, gold, and diamonds, directly referencing those archetypal spiral shapes you find throughout nature. It's almost like a sculpture on the wrist.
Wow. Or how about the RM1901 Manual Winding Tourbillon Spider, a jewelry tourbillon that features a spider emblem right on the dial.
And the story behind that.
Yeah, the spider was apparently chosen as a symbol of motherhood, representing protection. So whether you connect with, you know, maternal instincts, or you just love the animal world, or maybe you simply appreciate its cool kind of gothic aesthetic, it's truly captivating.
It really is.
It just shows that even within the, let's say, traditional realm of manual winding, Richard Mille finds ways to infuse deep personal stories, advanced functionality, and profound artistic symbolism into every single piece.
They never just do the expected thing.
Never. Okay, finally, we arrive at a truly special piece, one that kind of bridges the past and the future. The Richard Mille Pocket Watch.
Ah, yes, the RM0200.
There's only one currently in the RM collection. the RM02mm manual winding pocket watch.
And this watch is such a direct link to horological history itself. You know, pocket watches were what first brought timekeeping to individuals on the go.
Right, before wristwatches took over.
Exactly. So the RM02mm revisits this ancestor of the wristwatch, but then just propels it straight into the 21st century with some pretty radical modernizations.
It still has that signature Richard Mille look, though. Oversized numbers, really clear display,
yeah.
All powered by their famous manual winding tourbillon movement. Plus, this is pretty cool. Thanks to two cleverly introduced winding barrels, it boasts an impressive 10 days of power reserve between windings.
10 days? That's huge for a manual wind. But what's truly exceptional, I think, is the use of those futuristic materials again.
Like what?
Well, the base plate, for instance, is crafted from carbon nanofibers. These are heated and molded at incredible temperatures and pressures. Even the chain that comes with it is a work of art.
Oh, yeah.
It has these rhomboid shapes inspired by Brancusi's sculpture, The Column of the Infinite. It creates this illusion of being never-ending.
That's fascinating.
It really is a stunning blend of deep horological history with cutting-edge materials and this visually magnificent design. It presents a familiar form, the pocket watch, in an entirely new light.
Wow, what an incredible journey we've just taken through Richard Mille's diverse collections. I mean, from the playful bonbons to the ultra-durable tourbillon.
The innovative automatics, the specialized chronographs.
The masterful manual windings and that futuristic pocket watch. It really underscores the brand's just unwavering commitment to pushing boundaries in design, material, and functionality.
Absolutely. Richard Mille watches are clearly more than just timepieces, aren't they?
Not at all.
They're miniature feats of engineering and art, often deeply tailored to specific passions, professions, and even personalities. It really highlights how, you know, knowledge becomes most valuable when you understand it and can apply it to a real-world context like this.
Definitely. So after diving into all these extraordinary collections, what stands out to you most about Richard Mille's approach to watchmaking? Is it the wild creativity, maybe the extreme engineering, or perhaps the surprising personal touches you find in each design?
Well, considering how Richard Mille consistently merges traditional horology with completely new materials, radical designs, and often these highly personalized functions,
sure.
It does raise an important question for the future, I think.
Okay.
In a rapidly evolving world, you know, where smartwatches are becoming ubiquitous, how will traditional luxury watchmakers continue to define and innovate value for future generations? Especially when so much of what Richard Mille does is fundamentally about challenging convention itself. How do you keep doing that?